news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, the front has pushed through. I've watched the temperature drop a couple degrees since we've gotten in the studios here at FM Talk 106.5. Good morning. It is Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley with headlines, and Dr. Bill with our forecast on the way. First, let's check in with Kane. He's got the traffic.
Good morning from the Pinsatons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. Looks good so far through Mobile. Accident-free conditions continue. A good ride from Daphne and Spanish Fort across the Bayway. If you're heading over to Pensacola NAS for the Blue Angel Show this morning at 8 o'clock, already have long lines of traffic at the gate. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's Piano Bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel, with music from Alabama's own John David Anthony, the co-founder of Wet Willie. It all starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Jeff Sessions announces his run for U.S. Senate. What does this mean for other Republican candidates? How will President Trump react? Your source for the latest on the Alabama Senate race is FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today. Will be cooler with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clearing and cold, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Are you running for Senate?
Yes, we'll file our papers tomorrow.
So you are running for the seat that you held. You were, I think, after the coach of the Alabama football team, the most popular person in the state when you left.
That's a good possibility, and yeah, it's official now. I guess it'll be official today when they officially file the papers. Jeff Sessions in the Senate race here in Alabama. So much to talk about with that. Some clips from the announcement last night from Jeff Sessions on Fox News with Tucker Carlson. We'll get to that. More headlines right now with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New developments in the case of missing teenager Anaya Blanchard. Happening overnight, 30-year-old Ibrahim Yazid was arrested. He's the Montgomery man with a history of arrests for violent crimes. He has now been charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of Blanchard. He was booked into the Escambia County Jail at 2:32 a.m. this morning. The 30-year-old has been charged with first-degree kidnapping and Blanchard's disappearance. The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force, along with other agencies, have been working this case. Yazid was at the same location where Blanchard was last seen and is believed to have taken Blanchard against her will. Investigators are looking into the possibility that Blanchard was kidnapped during a carjacking. Yazid and several others were arrested earlier this year on charges of attempted murder, kidnapping, and first-degree robbery in an incident which left a 77-year-old man severely beat. On Thursday, a warrant was issued for Yazid's arrest on a charge of failure to appear in court on those charges. His $280,000 bond was revoked. Making political headlines, it is now official. Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is running to take his old U.S. Senate seat back, and he now joins six other Republicans vying for that nomination here in the state of Alabama. The 72-year-old made the announcement Thursday night as he looks to unseat current Senator Democrat Doug Jones. So Friday is the last day to qualify for the March 3rd primary, Friday being today. Sessions made the announcement on his website saying, quote, "When President Trump took on Washington, only one senator out of 100 had the courage to stand with him, me. I was the first to support President Trump. I was his strongest advocate. I still am. We must make America great again. Sessions held the U.S. Senate seat from 1997 until 2017. That's when he accepted President Trump's appointment as U.S. Attorney General. And he held that role until this time last year when the Commander-in-Chief alerted him that he was fired from his post based on his recusing himself from the Russia investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, so last night, the rumor mill finally came to a screeching halt when Jeff Sessions on the Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson show said this.
Tucker, good to be with you.
Are you running for Senate?
Yes, we'll file our papers tomorrow.
So you are running for the seat that you held. You were, I think, after the coach of the Alabama football team, the most popular person in the state when you left. Do you regret that you left in the first place?
Well, I had a great tenure at the Department of Justice in so many different ways, and I don't ever worry about regretting things like that. We were able to serve, be able to push the Trump agenda and do in an honorable way, and it was actually a great experience. I spent 15 years in the department,
yep.
So I don't regret that, and it was an honor to serve, and I am, it's not my seat in the Senate, but I believe I have something to give. I have some convictions that I think need to be pushed. We need to get some Republicans moving. They haven't been pushing hard enough to advance the Trump agenda. And so that's what I look forward to doing. And if I think I can contribute to that.
You should have seen me come out my seat like I was at an Alabama football game when he says it's not my seat. It's like, oh my gosh, it's so nice to hear. It is it's the people of Alabama's seat. He launched an ad, Jeff Sessions, last night. Here's the audio of that.
Jeff Sessions here. I approved this ad when I left President Trump's cabinet. Did I write a tell-all book? No. Did I go on CNN and attack the president? Nope. Have I said a cross word about our president? Not one time. And I'll tell you why. First, that would be dishonorable. I was there to serve his agenda, not mine. Second, the president's doing a great job for America and Alabama, and he has my strong support.
All right, so then after that had aired last night, Tucker Carlson asked this question. If the president has his support, then what about the vice versa?
He has your strong support. Do you have his strong support?
Well, I hope so. I think he will respect my work. I was there for the Trump agenda every day I was in the Senate. No doubt about it. I was the first Republican, first senator to endorse him.
Yes.
We pushed his immigration agenda, his trade agenda, and began to work to a more realistic foreign policy that doesn't get us in endless wars. I think he was right about all three of those.
Yes.
That's where the American people are. And this Republican Congress and the whole Congress needs to listen to that.
Well, ironically, you were one of the, by my count, one of the very few people in the administration who agreed with him on his signature issues. Most didn't and worked to undermine them, as we've seen over 3 years. But you got into it on the question of Russia. You recused yourself from the investigation. He was furious about that. He's never stopped complaining. He's recently was complaining about it. Do you regret that decision?
No, I did the thing I had to do under the rules of the Department of Justice. The senior advisors told me that this is what the rules required, the regulations required, and I read them, and I don't think there was any out for me. But I know how painful it was for the president. The whole thing was very painful for him, and he saw this as a pivotal moment, but painful and as prolonged as it was, it did clear him of Russian collusion, and I'm certainly glad that finally happened.
By the way, I did check the president's Twitter feed, and no tweeting about Jeff Sessions yet this morning.
Not yet, but Tommy Tuberville and Bradley Byrne have already responded since Sessions jumped in last night.
All right, we'll get you that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, the weekend weather scale with Dr. Bill Williams on the way. News is next. This information update brought to you by the 41st Annual Battleship Rugby Invitational. Yes, rugby in Mobile at the greatest backdrop on the coast, Battleship Park. Come see rugby played live November 9th and 10th. Info at battleshiprugby.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man described as a person of interest in the disappearance of Anaya Blanchard is now in custody. Ibrahim Yazid was arrested overnight in Escambia County, Florida. The 19-year-old Blanchard was last seen at a convenience store in Auburn. Her car was found later in Montgomery, and police said they suspected foul play. They released pictures of Yazid at the same convenience store where Blanchard was seen. Escambia County District Fire Chief Dwayne Bradshaw will be honored today at Sacred Heart Hospital. There will be a Veterans Walk for Bradshaw. He returned from Iraq just 3 weeks ago. He was hit and killed by a log truck Tuesday morning while responding to a motorcycle crash on Highway 112 in Baldwin County. A visitation will be held Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock at Hillcrest Baptist Church in Pensacola. The funeral will follow at 11 o'clock. After he was fired by President Trump, former Attorney General and Senator Jeff Sessions is putting his hat in the ring in the 2020 U.S. Senate race to represent Alabama. It's an attempt to take back the seat he left after 20 years to join the Trump administration. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
Feel at home with First South Farm Credit and Bay Minette. For all your distinctive loan needs, whether you're looking to buy land, country home, or farm, a simple loan process for you. Let a First South Farm Credit experienced loan officer put 100 years of experience in supporting rural communities and agriculture to work for you. Financing land, farms, and dreams. First South Farm Credit, 209 East 2nd Street in Bay Minette, your land and ag lending experts.
Right, 717 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Dalton, you mentioned in response so far from, that's the question. With Jeff Sessions getting in this race, what does it mean for other Republicans in this primary? The two lead dogs so far have been Bradley Byrne and Tommy Tuberville. Mm-hmm. They responded to the announcement.
Yeah, so you remember Tuberville first responded on Tuesday when the news started kind of coming out mm-hmm. that Sessions might be entertaining the idea of running again. That's when he said Jeff Sessions had a chance to stand and defend the president, and he failed. Well, shortly before Sessions' announcement last night on the Fox News channel and releasing his own social media advertisement, Tuberville released his own video ad on social media where it basically plays the president and all the mean things he said about Sessions over right. this last year and a half or so. So that was Tuberville's answer, and he also pops up there on screen and talks about how he's different from Sessions and will always stand by the president. And Bradley Byrne yesterday was on the Jeff Poor Show on WVNN in Huntsville, and he had some things to say about this also. He said that, for one thing, that Doug Jones is gleeful because Jeff Sessions getting in the race is the only good news Doug Jones has had in a while, only good news he has had since Roy Moore got into the race, saying that Doug Jones would be happy to face Jeff Sessions in the Senate race. And Byrne also, he said that kind of the same thing that Tuberville said, that Sessions had a chance to stand by the president and failed at that.
All right, we'll talk more about that. And of course, the text line's already popping with that at 343-0106, 343-0106. And yes, there's so much going on in Alabama politics and politics nationally. We're here to help you sort it all out. I know that we're talking Senate right now. At the same time, we're less than 2 weeks from FM Talk 106.5, along with our news partners at WKRG, our AL1 Republican primary debate. All five candidates have said yes. They will be with Peter Albrecht and myself for moderating this this event. It's going to be on Thursday, the 21st, mm-hmm. at the J.C. Davis Auditorium in Chickasaw. Make a plan to be there 6 to 8. I would say get there early because we're going to start the debate like at 6:03. We're in a meeting the other day. I think we said it because we're going to do a little announcement thing. At 6:03, we're going to start. And so we want you there. Be in your seats sometime in the 5 o'clock hour. Leave work and come right there. The debate will go till about 7:30, and we'll have about 30 minutes afterwards for a post-game show. But it's going to be broadcast here on FM Talk 106.5. We want you there in person. But if not, listen, we're broadcasting it here on the radio station so you can hear from these five that want to be your Republican nominee for AL1. Tuberville won the House seat. In addition, we're going to be broadcast on WKRG-TV from 6 to 7 and on their digital platforms after that. So make sure to put that in your to-do list. The AL1 Republican primary debate, the first of these televised broadcast debates with us and our news partners at WKRG, Thursday, the 21st of November, starting at 6. Get there early.
That is going to be awesome, and so great to hear what these candidates have to say before you actually go to the polls to vote for them. Let me fix something I said earlier real quick. Burn on Jeff Poor show yesterday. Mm-hmm. He didn't say that Sessions had a chance to stand by the president and failed. He did quote the president saying Jeff Sessions is an embarrassment to the great state of Alabama and said that's what he should expect when he runs for the rest of this campaign here.
We'll see how long it takes the president to start tweeting about that, and we'll let you know right here on Mobile Mornings. Time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Azalea City Rehab and Robert Sale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It's game day for Auburn basketball. The Tigers taking part in the Veterans Classic at the U.S. Naval Academy.
It started 6 years ago. Michigan State was the first team to do it. It was a great game between them and Navy. And it sort of just wanted to take the kids here at some point. And the opportunity came up to play. And there were a variety of different opponents that we were supposed to play in this tournament. And I think when Davidson committed, I think a lot of the high major people that they were looking at backed away, said, nope, too good, too experienced. And so I was like, hey, it doesn't matter. Let's play the game and learn. Because we're at a stage right now with our young basketball team where we're learning every time we go out there. We had 21 turnovers in our first game. And I think only one time last year when we turned it over more than 20 times was the NC State game, which we got beat. So we got a ton of growing up to do, tons of learning. But the want-to's there, the effort's there, the attitude's been there. We watched the film after that game, and it was incredible how when the lights came on, we didn't do the things that we had been training on in a big, big way, and it was disruptive to us. And fortunately, we were talented enough to be able to beat a competitive team, good team, not a great team, but a good team in Georgia Southern. We're going to have to play and execute way better because this Davidson's team has been together, these guys, for 2 and 3 years, and our guys have been together for 2 or 3 months.
Bruce Pearl and company face Davidson at 5 p.m. Coverage on the network at 4:30 this afternoon. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people and dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robert Steel Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsteelpower.com. Real people, steel people.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, a trusted provider of occupational and physical therapy services in Mobile for 40 years, now offers the finest quality CBD products to aid in your quest for better health. These nutraceuticals are independent, third-party tested with online results available. They are chemical and pesticide-free and come from trusted suppliers who only use a heat and pressure extraction process. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or at AzaleaCityRehab.com to schedule a free consult to answer all your CBD questions. Let us help you achieve better health.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today. Will be cooler with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clearing and cold, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you in their new location, 800 Hillcrest Road, at CarrotPatchMobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. A chilly start. We've already reached a high for the day. No accidents, but starting to see heavier traffic from Dolphin, Old Shell, Spring Hill, Moffitt, 65, and Ice Ride. It's traveling across the Bayway, Spanish Fort, and Daphne. You're clear as well. South Alabama basketball single game tickets are now on sale. November's highlighted by the men's team hosting Auburn Tigers at the Mitchell Center next Tuesday night, November 12th, and tickets are only $10. Get them now at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We began across the bay this morning in Baldwin County, as we now know that while there may be surveillance video allegedly showing Spanish Fort Mayor Michael McMillan slapping a court magistrate, the city attorney says that video will not be released to the public. The city attorney in a written statement said the video could not be released to the general public as the footage could compromise an ongoing criminal investigation, and that the Baldwin County District Attorney's Office requested the video not be released to the public as it, quote, may end up in front of a jury. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office obtained a subpoena for that video, and it is currently in their possession. You may recall Mayor McMillan turned himself in to police on October 31st after a warrant was issued for his arrest on a misdemeanor harassment charge. The warrant was sent out after Lindsay Cooper, the court magistrate for the city of Spanish Fort, signed a probable cause warrant that same day. Cooper claimed that McMillan slapped her in the face during an argument in Spanish Fort City Hall October the 1st. Mayor McMillan refutes those claims and says he looks forward to being exonerated after more information is released. The mayor went back to work November the 5th. We are talking weather this morning as this week's report from the U.S. Drought Monitor has been released, and it shows drought conditions have all but disappeared in West Alabama thanks to recent rains. This week's percentages continue to show improvement, including the disappearance of, quote, extreme drought that has been plaguing portions of northeast, east central, and southeast Alabama. The U.S. Drought Monitor releases a nationwide look at drought conditions each week. The driest spots in the state continue to be in east central Alabama, which are still severe drought. That's what they're considered, and they include areas like Elmore, Chambers, Lee, and Macon counties. Looking ahead, the Weather Prediction Center's 7-day precipitation outlook shows that all of Alabama will see at least some rain over the next week, with some spots in central and south Alabama getting up to 1.5 inches. Dr. Bill will join us soon to tell us more about our weather coming up this weekend and into next week. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 728 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you along. Hey, heads up, too. In this weekend ahead, we start celebrating Veterans Day a little bit early. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on so tomorrow, starting at 10, going to noon. On Friday from 6 to 9, and on Monday from noon to 2. We're running with the charity that we do every year, the Fisher House, which we think a whole bunch of. These are, lack of a better term, it's like the Ronald McDonald House is for families with children at hospitals. This does the same thing, providing homes for families to stay in next to VA facilities as our heroes get treatment here in the States and worldwide. They're a great group, have a dang near sterling rating there for a charity, for the dollars that go to the charity. We'll talk more about them coming up, but the veteran stories tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. By the way, too, we've got this show on the road Monday for Veterans Day. We'll tell you more about that, how you can come out and be part of it, plus more Veterans Day activities going on at Battleship Memorial Park over the weekend. We'll detail those. It's all coming up, plus we'll check in with Larry Kirby. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Daphne police officer has resigned amid allegations of exposing himself to a woman. Joshua Turner is charged with indecent exposure. The alleged crime happened at a pool within the Hollowbrook neighborhood in Fairhope near Highway 181 and 104. He'd been with the department since 2017. The Greater Gulf State Fair wants you to know that buying tickets directly from them is the only way to guarantee that you won't have a problem getting in the front gate. Several families are now claiming they were scammed after buying tickets and wristbands on Facebook Marketplace. They'd already been used. Police are investigating. There could be a verdict in the Marquise Wallace trial by the end of the day. Wallace is charged with a fatal hit and run in Pensacola. On Thursday, Wallace's friend Allie Freeman testified for the prosecution. He said a day after the deadly crash, Wallace gave him $5,000 to get a cargo trailer. At the time, Freeman said he didn't know Wallace was a suspect in that hit and run and did not know why he needed a trailer. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
According to the U.S. Department of Justice, approximately 75% of gun-related crimes are committed with stolen firearms from hardworking people like you and me. Why not team up with Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and help put an end to this rising statistic and lock them up? Liberty Safes offers many models in stock with a wide range of fire protection and security features. Come by Mike Ward's today to find the right safe to fit your needs. You're going to find service like no other. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe, exit 5B, I-65 at Moffitt in Mobile. Phone number 471-1137.
White House officials says President Trump's top aide, Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, will probably defy a subpoena to testify in the House impeachment inquiry. A Trump administration national security expert also not expected to appear today. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg could be tossing his hat in the Democratic ring for president. Correspondent Christina Alessi.
Bloomberg hasn't made a final decision, but a source reminded me last night that Bloomberg likes to take big risks. The next thing I'm watching for, whether or not he files to run in other states, like New Hampshire next week. According to everything I'm hearing, he will.
A Buffalo Wild Wings employee in Massachusetts has died and at least 10 were hospitalized. Authorities believe a chemical reaction involving a cleaning agent were to blame. A man suspected of plotting to bomb a historic Colorado synagogue, expected back in court today. Richard Holzer is requesting release from jail until his trial. Dow futures are up 9. I'm Jan Johnson.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The New York Times reports the spotlight is now on another player in the Boeing 737 MAX mess that we haven't heard much about, Collins Aerospace. The Eastern Iowa company provided the software blamed in both crashes and built the plane's flight deck displays. Congressional investigators and lawyers representing family members of some of the 300-plus crash victims are asking what Collins knew about the MAX's problems and when. Boeing itself is facing new questions, with congressional members requesting information from the FAA about new, potentially catastrophic safety concerns with the 737 MAX and the 787, issues not related to the MAX's current grounding. More consumers will be shopping this holiday season, and so will cyber criminals. New data from Arcos Labs finds fraud attacks increased about 30% during Q3 of this year, and most of that increase came from fraudulent, bot-driven account registrations. New highs for the Dow and the S&P. Futures slightly higher.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you.
Jeff Sessions has announced his candidacy for the U.S. Senate.
Are you running for Senate?
Yes, we'll file our papers tomorrow.
What are your thoughts? Can he regain his former position?
You are running for the seat that you held.
It's not my seat in the Senate, but I believe I have something to give. I have some convictions that I think need to be pushed.
What's best for Alabama? If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it on FM Talk 106.5. Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And the rain came, and the cooler temperatures behind it. We had a yesterday with the rain. We did have a report of a tornado.
Yeah, there was a thunderstorm that moved just north of the downtown area, and for a long time it was very difficult to look at the details of it because it was in the ground clutter of the radar. And finally, it emerged and it did have some rotation. And there are some pictures that indicate just a very brief swirl down at the surface, but we never did see a real pronounced funnel develop.
No damage or anything reported that you've heard?
Haven't heard anything at this time.
Okay.
And it eventually moved across the northern portion of the bay and on into Baldwin County. That's the only activity that you might label severe yesterday, because all the rest of the rainfall was in the form of scattered showers. The cold front has moved through, and the winds are picking up out of the north, and they'll be a bit gusty today. Clouds will stay around through the morning and into perhaps a good portion of the afternoon before we start to see some clearing. And temperatures today will stay anywhere from 58 to around 60 degrees. And that's about it until this afternoon, and then they'll start to rapidly fall down to around 40 degrees tomorrow morning. Some areas getting possibly down into the mid-30s. Then tomorrow, it should be a beautiful day. With sunny skies, we will warm up to about 65. And not quite as cold tomorrow night, in the mid-40s. And then Sunday, up to 70 and sunny. And then Monday, the clouds come back in with a chance of a few showers in the afternoon. Showers will increase Monday night. And then on Tuesday, a strong cold front comes in. And this one will give us the coldest temperatures so far this season. And high temperature on Tuesday will only be in the low 50s. But then falling to the upper 20s Tuesday night. That's upper 20s here in the city.
Wow.
Yeah, and then so it means our first real freeze here in the city will occur Tuesday night. Wednesday, another chilly day, partly cloudy, low 50s. And then we're going to see rain come back into the picture Thursday and Friday.
All right, so the real freeze issue we have is Tuesday morning.
It's going to be Tuesday night into Wednesday
morning. Okay.
Morning, right.
All right.
Wednesday morning.
You know, I have to plan, because at that point, the labor of Hercules of bringing the plants in and then
right.
breaking out the bed sheets and covering everything up, if we get in the 20s, that's probably going to be a lot of us out there doing that. All right, Dr. Bill, the tropics, anything going on there?
Getting pretty quiet now. We do have some thunderstorm activity, shower activity in the tropical Atlantic. But the conditions in the upper atmosphere now across the tropics are not favorable for any development. And it's going to be the case certainly for at least a few more days.
All right. Big weekend ahead. And we'll talk, you know, weather here and up in Tuscaloosa for the game of the century as well. It's a big weekend out there. And it's time to set a number here with our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2, Dr. Bill. What do you say?
Well, again, with sunny skies and nice dry weather for the weekend, it sounds like we ought to be way up near 2 point. But we got some cold temperatures tomorrow morning, below normal temperatures on Saturday, and then it gets back to near normal on Sunday. Putting that all together, a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
9230.
Oh, you were sandbagging us when you said the cold weather thing. You see, that's a sandbag that you just pulled out. That's good stuff. That's two weekends in a row in the 1.9s.
And it would have been higher except for those another chilly temperatures tomorrow morning. But the rest of the time, a lot of sunshine. Should be really nice.
Sounds great, Dr. Bill. Thanks for the update. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, great weekend weather scale. Let me point out, too, this weekend, we talked about Veterans Day coming up on Monday, all the activities going on at Battleship Memorial Park. But going on Saturday and Sunday out at the park, it's rugby. Battleship Rugby Football Club. Now, I had Dan and Daniel join me when I was on the Battleship on Wednesday to talk more about rugby. Their 41st annual rugby invitational tournament.
Man.
And the guys were telling me, we're talking after the show, how big our tournament is here. This is like one of the biggest in the Southeast, if not the biggest. Listen to this. 25 teams, men's, women's college, and old boy teams, both with premier and social divisions. Old boy, I think, is over 34. Okay. So I'm a way old boy. Also, they'll have food trucks out there, a social at O'Daly's, and our buddy Kane, of course, from Traffic, his Warrior Kids toy drive going on there as well. Mobile Rugby Football Club was founded back in 1975, then became the Battleship Rugby Football Club in 1977, the D2 National Champs in 92, and the D3 National Champs in 2001. And you're going to be able to see our team, Battleship Rugby, plus a bunch of other ne'er-do-well teams coming to town to play 25 teams. And yeah, it's the guys, it's the ladies, it's the old folks that are over 34. How do you like that, y'all? In rugby, you're old when you're over 34. And it's pretty cool because it's a chance for those of us that don't know much about rugby, and I'm raising my hand, to come out and watch it. If you got kids into rugby, I saw a lot of texts from people who had kids that had gotten into rugby. This is the chance Saturday, so tomorrow from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, and Sunday from 9 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon, to come out and watch rugby. This is going on at Battleship Memorial Park. Come in and watch all the rugby play, and there'll be people there if you're interested, got questions about rugby. A lot of people, they're going to be very excited to give you that information. And yeah, you can watch them play tomorrow and Sunday. 9 tomorrow till 4 in the, 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, and Sunday 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. It's the Battleship Rugby, and it's their Invitational Tournament, 41st, going on at Battleship Memorial Park. And then on Monday, from early in the morning to the Pops play in the evening, Battleship Memorial Park has Veterans Day activities going on, as well as downtown Mobile, of course, will be home to the Veterans Day Parade. We are going to be set up with this show, Mobile Mornings, live from the Civic Center parking lot. We're going to start that broadcast normal time at 6 and go till 9 as the folks line up and get ready, the veterans get lined up and get ready to parade. We will have several Vietnam-era veterans, because the focus this year for Veterans Day for the Bay Area, Veterans Day celebration, is on the Vietnam era. So Vietnam veterans joining us to talk on the show on Monday. Invite you to stop by to show your appreciation to those veterans. Also, we're going to have Feed You, Mobile Mardi Gras 1703. They have stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
And they are bringing donuts to the event.
Good.
Allegri Markets is hooking us up with Baldwin County Satsumas plus some bananas. So if you're doing that healthy thing, we'll feed you that way as well. And plenty of FM Talk 106.5 goodies. We'll all be there. I'd love to meet you. Come by and be part of that on Monday. So if you somehow, in your commute, if you can just poke into the Civic Center parking lot there and say hello, we'd love to see you. All right, 7:42. We'll check traffic coming up next.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information, yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real, and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute. Visit Lion Fry Cadden in Mobile or lionfrycadden.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center at St. Stephen's Road and Seal Street. They've got an accident moving out of the roadway. Another one at Spring Hill Avenue and North End. Both of those are going to be without injuries. And so far, state troopers are clear, just running a little bit of radar. Tomorrow morning, Kane's Warrior Kids will be set up for a huge toy drive. qualify for the USA Women's and Children's Hospital at the USS Alabama for the 41st Annual Battleship Rugby Tournament. Come sit in our dirt race car and bring an unwrapped new toy for the kids who can't be home for Christmas. Get details at CanesWarriorKids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 744 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Y'all say hello to my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. And I got a feeling here, a prediction, he's going to talk about inventory. Larry?
Inventory, bunches of it. You're also right.
Let's talk about that inventory on the lot. I mean, the kinds of vehicles you have. Lay them out for us.
Well, we got trucks. We got all kinds of trucks. We got diesels. We got gas. We got crew cabs. We got extended cabs. We got half tons, three quarter tons, and we got a whole mix of Z71s, four wheel drives, two wheel drives. So we got a great selection of trucks, cars, and sport utilities and third rows.
And if that's not enough, y'all, Larry will go find you the vehicle you're looking for, right?
We will do our very best. We're doing pretty good right now. We're on a roll.
Okay. And doing that, we just come see you and say, like, I want this model truck or this model car, this many miles, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. We can, you know, we can get pretty finite with it, and we can actually pull it up on the big screen, show them what's out there that's available, or something what's close to it, then maybe they'll decide they'll take that instead.
Very good. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 745 Sports coming up next.
If you're tired of the same old promises from politicians, you don't know Jerry. Jerry Carl is different. Like President Trump, Jerry's an outsider and businessman who'll stand with Trump to put America first. His word is his bond. It's how Jerry Carl became a successful businessman who's built several different companies right here in South Alabama. And as county commissioner, it's why Jerry Carl refused a taxpayer-funded salary, opposed wasteful spending, and stopped tolling for a new bridge. As a Christian saved by God's grace, Jerry Carl is 100% pro-life, and we can count on him to defend our South Alabama values. And Jerry wants to tackle tough problems, not whine about them. That's why the Socialist Squad won't stop Jerry Carl from building a wall to secure our borders. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Jeff Sessions has announced his candidacy for the U.S. Senate. What are your thoughts? Can he regain his former position? What's best for Alabama? If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it on FM Talk 106.5.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab offers physical and occupation therapy with a hands-on, holistic approach, building a bridge to better health and wellness through physical and occupational therapy. Azalea City Rehab on Facebook, Twitter, and AzaleaCityRehab.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man described as a person of interest in the disappearance of Anaya Blanchard is now in custody. Ibrahim Yazid was arrested overnight in Escambia County, Florida. The 19-year-old Blanchard was last seen at a convenience store in Auburn. Her car was found later in Montgomery, and police said they suspected foul play. They released pictures of Yazid at the same convenience store where Blanchard was seen. Escambia County District Fire Chief Dwayne Bradshaw will be honored today at Sacred Heart Hospital. There will be a Veterans Walk for Bradshaw. He returned from Iraq just 3 weeks ago. He was hit and killed by a log truck Tuesday morning while responding to a motorcycle crash on Highway 112 in Baldwin County. A visitation will be held Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock at Hillcrest Baptist Church in Pensacola. The funeral will follow at 11 o'clock. After he was fired by President Trump, former Attorney General and Senator Jeff Sessions is putting his hat in the ring in the 2020 U.S. Senate race to represent Alabama. It's an attempt to take back the seat he left after 20 years to join the Trump administration. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com.
Member FDIC.
If you think any other sausage than Monroe sausage is the South's best smoked sausage, then you need to try Monroe sausage. Still making their well-loved original recipe locally in Monroe County since 1959, 100% hickory-smoked premium pork mixed with their own special seasonings gives it a rich southern flavor, but with less fat and sodium. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, dinner, tailgating, or appetizers. Sold locally in Mobile and Baldwin counties, Monroe sausage. Yeah, it's that good. Good morning, 749 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Thursday Night Football, former Alabama running back Josh Jacobs ran in an 18-yard touchdown with 1 minute left, leading the Oakland Raiders past the LA Chargers 26-24.
Third down and a long one. Jacobs back in the game. The rookie for the touchdown.
That was Jacobs' seventh rushing touchdown of the year. Chargers quarterback Phillip Rivers threw three interceptions in the loss, drops the Chargers record to 4-6. The Raiders are now 5-4, one game behind the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West. The Alabama high school football playoffs begin tonight with 52 games set to kick off round one in 1 through 7A. Here's the lineup for some of the teams in our area. In 7A, McGill Toulon hosts Enterprise. Murphy hits the road to play at Auburn. Theodore welcomes Prattville to town, and Fairhope plays at Central Phoenix City. In 6A, Saraland hosts Park Crossing. St. Paul's hosts Sydney Lanier. Spanish Fort hits the road to play at Dothan, and Blount plays at Eufaula. In 5A, undefeated Faith Academy hosts Charles Henderson. Viger plays at Valley. The Jackson Aggies play at Rehoboth, and Citronelle hosts Greenville. In 4A, number one seed UMS Wright hosts Dale County. Williamson plays at Montgomery Catholic. In 3A, Bayside Academy plays at Providence Christian. Mobile Christian hosts Geneva, and Flomaton hosts Opp. In 2A, Cottage Hill hosts G.W. Long, Leroy hosts Daleville, Chickasaw plays at Ayrton, and in 1A, Sweetwater hosts Georgiana, and Millery welcomes Florala to town. In the SEC, we've got a full slate of games coming up tomorrow. We'll break them down coming up in about 10 minutes on Football Friday. Of course, the game of the century at 2:30 kicks off with Alabama hosting LSU. At 11 a.m., Florida hosts Vanderbilt and Arkansas hosts Western Kentucky. At 3, Ole Miss welcomes New Mexico State to town. At 6, Georgia hosts Missouri and South Carolina hosts Appalachian State. And at 6:30, Kentucky hosts Tennessee. And our local South Alabama Jaguars hit the road. They're headed to Texas to play at the Texas State Bobcats. Bobcats favored by 7.5 points. That game kicks off at 2 p.m. 7:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still there at St. Stephen's Road and Seal Street. Also, we've got another accident at Spring Hill Avenue in North Ann. Now, you're finding heavier traffic at Airport and University. Also, Dolphin and Old Shell and 65. But no problems downtown across the Bayway and the Causeway. Market in the Park is back again tomorrow and every Saturday through November 23rd in downtown Mobile at Cathedral Square. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today. Will be cooler with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clearing and cold, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
At 7:54, FM Talk 106.5. It's Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean and Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, and Kane. And, of course, you turning up your voice at 343-0106. And it's also a Friday when we check in with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering and find out what's cooking. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, just cold.
Yeah, it's going to be, and it's actually going to get real cold next week. Get seasonably cool this weekend, and then I think we got to get the plants in by Wednesday morning, something like that. But until then, let's enjoy the weekend, and you got kind of a cool weather, cold weather recipe for us this morning.
Well, it's holiday time, you know, and I always like to do a few little holiday treats, and I call this one my baked apples with a caramel sauce, okay? It's great for the holidays. You do some of these, and I'm going to tell you, you'll make everybody happy.
I like it.
Here's what I do. I get me some little Granny Smith apples, you know, and I core the middle out. Then I take some dried apricots, and I chop them up really fine. I put some brown sugar with it and a teaspoon of, like, a little vanilla extract. And I mix it all up, and I stuff it inside that little hole where you cored out the middle of the Granny Smith apple. And then I set the oven on about 350, you know, and I stick them in there, and I let them bake for about 40, 45 minutes. In the meantime, I get me out a little skillet, and I take a little bit of evaporated milk and some brown sugar and a little pinch of salt, a little extra vanilla extract and a little cornstarch, and I bring that up to a little simmer on the stovetop till I make this nice caramel sauce. It's the milk and brown sugar and vanilla that make it. Then you tighten it up with a little bit of cornstarch, you know. So when I get them apples out, I let them cool down just a little bit, and then I put that out caramel sauce right over the top of them. It's some good stuff, I mean, to tell you. So I call that my baked apples with a caramel sauce, you know.
You got me,
you like,
yeah.
Pecans, you add a little pecans to that caramel sauce. That's all, yeah.
You got me. This is one of my favorites at Christmas. But you have taken the recipe that we use in our house, and you've kicked it up about 10 notches. I like this a lot. What about getting apples this time of year? Is that pretty easy to get good apples?
Yeah, listen, this is an all new crop coming out in this time of the year, you know. So the fall like this is a good time for your seasonal fruits like apples primarily, you know. So that's a good thing.
All right.
And I tell you what else, man. We're getting ready, you know. We're taking orders for the Thanksgiving, you know, what we make and you bake, you know. We got fried turkeys, roasted turkeys, baked, smoked turkeys. Yeah, that's it. And then we make the cornbread dressings and the giblet gravies, and we make macaroni and cheese and green bean casserole, sweet, all that kind of stuff. We even got all kind of desserts and stuff. So you call us at 473-3900, and we can help you put your little Thanksgiving Day meal together. You pick it up the day before, and all you do is slide it in the oven. We call that we make, you bake. Make life easy. You barely have to clean up the kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds perfect. Perfect. Alec, as always, we appreciate it, and we'll check back with you next week. I'm going to make some apples this weekend.
Man, you got it going on. I tell you one more thing. My Jag basketball team got a couple of big games tomorrow and Tuesday, so I'm going to have to give you one of my Go Jags.
As always, I love it. Alec Naaman and What's Cooking on FM Talk 106.5.